With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Former President Trump is ruling out another debate with Vice President Harris. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Even though he initially proposed additional debates with Harris, Trump now says there will not be another presidential debate. His social media post came after the vice president challenged him to another one-on-one event and after Fox News Channel proposed three possible locations and dates in October. The former president says the Harris campaign wants a rematch because, he claims, she lost this week's debate in Philadelphia. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A federal judge has ruled that not only can Americans vote in U.S. congressional elections, but they can bet on them, too.
People began betting on which political party would win control of Congress in the November elections within minutes of a judge's ruling Thursday allowing the bets. New York startup company Kalshi began taking what amounts to bets on the outcome of the November congressional elections after a judge refused to block them from doing so. It's not clear whether the company intends to offer bets on other races or whether sports books or online casinos would seek to offer similar political bets in light of the ruling. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission has filed an emergency appeal. I'm Norman Hall.
Governor Jeff Landry thanks those that prayed for Louisiana, noting that there have been no deaths reported in the aftermath of Francine.
Today, I am just elated that those prayers work, because we, as of right now, have no reports of any storm-related fatalities, and we want to keep it that way.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 235 points, the NASDAQ rose 174, the S&P 500 advanced 41, oil up to $69.10 a barrel. This is SRN News. Most South Koreans in this country are Christians.
Asians are coming to the U.S. in large numbers, and a lot of them are from South Korea, more than 2 million of them in all. And unlike the folks back home, most of them are Christians. The Pew Research Center reports that 59% of Korean Americans are believers, versus only 32% of the population in South Korea. In fact, the majority of people in South Korea are either religiously unaffiliated or are Buddhists. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge says two boys can play on girls' school sports teams while the teens challenge a New Hampshire ban. The families of the boys sued in August, seeking to overturn the Fairness in Women's Sports Act that Republican Governor Chris Sununu signed into law in July. In issuing a preliminary injunction, District Court Chief Judge Landia McCafferty found that the plaintiffs are likely to suffer irreparable harm. This is SRN News. There's been a drop in mortgage rates.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.2%. That's the lowest it's been since February 2023. Mortgage rates are influenced by several factors, including the Federal Reserve's interest rate policy. Signs of waning inflation and a cooling job market in recent months have raised expectations of a Fed rate cut next week. That's kept mortgage rates mostly easing since early July. Welcome relief for homebuyers facing home prices near all-time highs. I'm Alex Vega.
Boeing is waiting to find out whether 33,000 aircraft assembly workers are going on strike and shutting down production of the company's best-selling planes. Members of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers are voting on a new contract today. More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.